What's up, everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com coming at you with another podcast. And yeah, so BioSerum blown out. Thanks to everybody who bought the product. I appreciate it. It was just awesome week. And sorry for the delays, but we just got a ton of orders, and we had to push them out. But that was literally a culmination. 3 years of research, 3 years of hard work, frustration, whatever you want to call it. And BioSerum's finally back. And it's a success because I posted it on social media, specifically TikTok. TikTok I like a lot. It's great for information. But man, the haters came out like you wouldn't believe. And what does that tell me when the haters come out, like, just by the hundreds, is that you did something right? Because the supplement industry is nothing but a bunch of followers. It's nothing but a bunch of cheats and thieves and copycats and all that other stuff. And the supplement companies, everybody but me, they can't come up with anything new. All they do is come up with garbage and just resurrect old supplements. And when finally somebody like myself comes out with something new, they just hate on it. Everything from, calling me names personally, which is like, I come out with a new protein and it's just like, they attack me personally, which is crazy. And that just tells me that they're jealous. Just making fun of my voice, making fun of the way I look, my gray hair. I mean, you name it. They were just beating on me. And you can tell I'm laughing. Obviously, I'm laughing because it's just ridiculous. And, some people can't take comments on social media, but I can because, I've been doing this since, when the internet first came out in 96. So attacking me personally, calling it snake oil, calling it bogus, where's your research studies, everything just to say the product is just trash. Meanwhile, they have no idea what it is. No idea. Nobody knows what it is. On the face of the earth, the only people who know what it is are my old customers that have actually used it before and are rebuying it now because they know it's a great protein powder. But for the people that never used it, I mean, talk about ignorant. I mean, you're commenting on something that you have no clue what it is, absolutely none. And if I came out with something like, what's that candy called? I don't even know. Not Fruity Pebbles. I'm drawing a blank here right now. Oh, Skittle flavored protein powder. If I came out Skittle flavored protein powder, I'd be praised. Enhanced with L-glutamine and BCAAs. That'd be the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's what the mass market wants. But, when you come out with something brand new like BioSerum, people freak out. And I'll be coming out with BioSerum 2, and I'll be coming out with BioSerum 3. BioSerum 2 Black and BioSerum 2. BioSerum Black, by the way, is awesome. If you haven't gotten it yet, the powder is literally black. I mean, it's not like black, like midnight black, but it's a shade of black. It's a lighter colored black. The taste is great. You taste that chocolate, and then the BioSerum taste comes through. So that's the experience that you get from it. But it's a great protein powder. It gives you an opportunity to, if you can't afford the BioSerum, which I get. Unfortunately, that's the price. Of 3 years in development, I had no other choice but to charge that. And, maybe a few months from now, I can bring down the price. I don't know. But the BioSerum Black is just a great protein powder. And you're going to wonder, how the heck did you get this thing black? I used a special cocoa, expensive cocoa, but makes it a great flavor. So anyway, the BioSerum is released, and what else can I say? A lot of people have questions about it. I mean, it's not a drug, it's not anything crazy, it's a straight up food. It's a straight up food, so use it however you want. Use it. That was a question that somebody had was, back in the day, you used to recommend a teaspoon, and that's true. I did recommend a teaspoon because back in 1998, when I first started carrying the product, I was the first guy to sell BioSerum. I considered it a protein, right? But the manufacturer, who was in the U.S. at the time, they were selling it based on, because it was expensive, based on the immunoglobulin content, the IgG content. So they were like, yeah, take a teaspoon and you'll get 2.5 grams of IgG, because one teaspoon is 5 grams. Take 50% of that, 2.5 grams of IgG. And that, you know, that's how they want to sell. But I was like, look, this thing is, it's an incredible protein powder. Let's use it as a protein. Let's make the serving size 30 grams, 50 grams, whatever. And really, that's how it all started. So that's the reason. So you can take 5 grams if you want. If you want it just to help your health out, yeah, I mean, take it. But I like the fact that, you know, it was, you know, using it as a protein powder is based on the fact that they feed this stuff. And if you're savvy enough, you could search it up. Search it up on Google. You'll see they feed this stuff to livestock, specifically pigs, to make them grow faster. They make them grow muscle, gain weight more faster. They feed this stuff to pigs. You know, so that's why I thought it was a great protein powder. And yeah, it's all theory. And that's what I was explaining to people on TikTok. Well, that's what I was telling people on TikTok is that, you know, bodybuilding is all theory, including supplements. You know, yeah, you have your supplements that are no-brainers, what I like to call, you know, no-brainer supplements, protein powder, creatine, CapsiMax, Tectanic Red. Those things is no-brainer. But, you know, your experimental stuff, Tribulus, beta-actosterone, that's at the top of the pyramid. But something like Bioserum, a protein powder, no, that's a no-brainer. So to wait for a research study on protein powder, I mean, that's just stupid. You know, it's just dumb. And not only that, but the research studies are, you know, half of them are bogus anyway. Half of them are paid for by the supplement companies that are trying to say their product works, you know. So, yeah. Here to BioSerum. Again, thanks for everybody who purchased it. And if you're thinking about purchasing, if you have any questions about it, feel free. Like I said, you don't have to buy, you know, you could buy the BioSerum Black or just buy a pound of BioSerum and just use a teaspoon a day. If you use a teaspoon a day of the BioSerum, that will last you 3 months. 5 grams is the serving size. 5 times 90 is 450. There's 450 grams in a pound. So that'll last you 3 months. You know, that's a 3 month supply right there. Okay, so I'm going to get into some Q&A now. Get into the Q&A. I always like to update on, you know, I'm always working on new products. The anabolic oil, it's the second post down on my website. It's a new oil. It's not a resurrected supplement. It's not, you know, any of these oils that are out now, like MCT or hemp or flax, whatever. This is a brand spanking new product that's been developed by a very large company. Of course, I'm not going to say who it is because I just won't. But I have samples coming on the way. Now, this is, you know, I probably should change it actually to anti-catabolic oil because it's not really, you don't take it and, you know, anabolic means muscle building. I like to think of this as anti-catabolic. So I don't know. I mean, there's still a little research I have to do on it, but I'm getting in two-month supply, so I'm going to use myself. And I can't wait. I can't wait to use it because I always felt that fat is an anabolic, very anabolic product that if you use it. I mean, a while back, I developed something called Frostine, which was whey protein and this fat developed by a company that was supposed to replace hydrogenated oils. But again, I saw it as just a healthy fat. So I started using it and they discontinued it, but long story. But anyway, this is a new oil. This is a brand new oil. There's some research behind it. I don't know how good it is. But yeah, I'm getting in, I think next week, and I'll try it. And I'll see how it happens, okay? What else do I have going on? Oh, I got something pretty cool that I'm developing. It's a food product. It's non-existent right now. It's non-existent. Nobody has it. Let me tell you something. If I could come out with this product, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, I got that going on, too. And I got in a bunch of it's a culmination of certain things. Oh, and my friend actually called me. He developed some product too. He developed a new electrolyte, a new hydration product, which is really cool because he wanted to compete with Liquid IV, which is complete trash, by the way. I mean, Liquid IV is nothing but maltodextrin and electrolytes. Okay, this is completely different. The osmoles is very low, and he said he'd send me a sample because it's not ready for retail yet, but yeah, that's a cool. So what you do with that is you would use that. That would be pre or intra workout. You know, I mean, maybe not so much during the winter, because I don't sweat as much as I do during the summer. But like during the summer, it'd be great to use. Or if you're playing any sports, you know, playing any sports for sure. All right, so that's all I got on the R&D in front. So let's get into the Q&A. First question, and some of these questions are basic, some are complicated, so I answer all of them. It doesn't matter to me. First question, is protein powder natural? Yes, of course, protein powder is natural. Like, but he might be saying that, is it like steroids or is there artificial ingredients in there? I mean, I think protein powder is natural. I mean, it's eggs, egg whites, milk, peas, you know. Yeah, so I think it's natural. Second question, can protein powder and meal replacement powders be mixed together? Yeah, the thing with meal replacement powders is that the ones that are out there are trash, I think. Most of them out there are trash. I haven't looked actually in a while, but I don't know. The ones that are out there, I mean, I formulated some awesome meal replacement powder in my day, you know, where I would use whole eggs and I'd use a bunch of stuff. The fat's the problem, you know, getting the fat in there. You can't have a meal replacement powder that's just protein and carbs. It doesn't make any sense to me. So you got to have fat in there. And really the only fat that you could put in there is flax powder. I mean, you can put like MCT powder, but that's okay. But anyway, but yeah, you can mix them together. Next question, which whey protein should I go for? Is it 25 grams or 60 grams? Now, I assume you're talking about serving size. So listen, it's not about the serving size. I can make a protein with a serving size of 150 grams if I wanted to. That doesn't make any sense. You need to know the protein percentage, which I've been harping about since 1998. Divide the protein grams by the serving size. And you want high protein percentage. That's what you want. I mean, that's why I sell pretty much all my stuff plain. This way you're getting 90% protein on those whey isolates. Next question. After my loading phase, I need to be taking 5 grams of creatine. Is 5 grams of creatine powder I've included and in powders and flavor? Should I calculate 5 grams of creatine based off the ingredients list or just creatine? Well, dang, confusing question, but here's the bottom line. 5 grams of creatine, just buy straight up creatine. Don't buy creatine with other things in it, I guess, unless they specifically list on the supplement facts panel, you know, creatine 5 grams or 5,000 milligrams. So just use 5 grams of creatine. That's all. Next question. What can I do to gain weight as a 14-year-old? 14-year-old, just eat a lot. I got this question from a female about, I think, a week ago as well. You know, how to gain weight. There's only 3 ways to gain weight. Eating a lot of calories, lifting weights, and doing steroids. That's it. That's the only way. And if you combine eating healthy and lifting weights or whatever, push-ups, I don't care, whatever it is, that's the only way to gain weight. And I don't recommend steroids. Next question. Which protein is superior, meat or plants? Well, I assume you're talking about for building muscle, and of course that's going to be meat. Well, it depends on what meat, you know, and depends on where it comes from. Actually, if you really want to get into it, I mean, I've seen chicken protein powder and I've seen beef protein powder, but I've seen low quality beef protein powder containing, you know, hair, skin, hooves, you name it. And then I used to sell that stuff from New Zealand that was straight up muscle, which was cool. So yeah, you just got to be careful. I don't really feel, unless he's talking about powder or just food. Food's definitely beef, obviously. Next question. What is the best way to eat whey protein? The best way to eat whey protein, I would say put it in milk, stir it up, and add your cereal on that there. And then you have like high protein milk cereal. All right, next question. Next question. My teenage son wants to start taking whey protein for football. Is it safe for underage kids? Yeah, of course. I mean, but the only thing that that's why I sell my whey protein powder plain. I don't like artificial colors, and I don't like artificial sweeteners. And, you know, the mainstream media and whatever will say, oh, you don't have the studies. You know, show me the studies. Here's the research proving that artificial sweeteners and Red 40 is completely safe. You know, I mean, that's just big pharma, big food, government propaganda bullshit. You know, there's a reason why artificial colors are banned in Europe. That's all I got to say. But anyway, going back to your teenage son, teach him how to just make a healthy shake. Third a cup of protein powder, good milk or whatever, organic milk or whatever you want to use, nut milk, throw in the blueberries, throw in the bananas, throw in the peanut butter, keep it as natural as possible, teach them how to, you know, drink stuff without artificial sweeteners and caffeine. Next question, can I take creatine and work out later? Will it have the same effect? Yes, of course. But creatine's not a stimulant. You can take creatine whenever you want. So he's insinuating that you need creatine to work out. No, it doesn't work like that. Next question. What is 6-star testosterone booster? Will it help with low T? I have no idea what 6-star testosterone booster, and I can tell you right now, no, it won't help with low testosterone. You know, there's this thing now, low T, you know, low T. I got low T, so I'm going to go on to a testosterone replacement therapy. When did this spin bullshit start to come? I mean, guys that are on that, they call it now hormone replacement therapy. Dude, you're on steroids. It's just, you're just juicing. I'm juicing. That's all you got to say. Forget, you know, hormone replacement therapy. Just be like, I'm juicing. You know, my buddy's taking, he's on hormone replacement therapy. He's taking 200 milligrams of ethinate a week and 200 milligrams of DECA. I'm like, bro, you're fucking on a cycle. I mean, I got low T. But natural testosterone boosters are definitely not going to help. I mean, you know, even the ones that I sell, LJ100, LJ450, Unleashed, they're only providing a very, very weak boost. You know, that's it. Next question. How much muscle can you gain in a month on steroids? Well, a lot depends on a lot of things. Genetics, how much you're using, first time, last, you know, bunch of times, how many, you know, there's so many, you know, that question cannot be answered, sorry, without a lot more details. Next question. Why are SARMs better than steroids? They're not. I think steroids are better than SARMs. A, they're safer, you know what you're getting, you know that they work, and that's the goal. SARMs, I don't recommend. Next question. What is the best protein powder for power lifters? That's kind of a good question, but there's no difference between, you know, a 40-year-old woman wanting to gain muscle that does Pilates and a, you know, 25-year-old USA Olympic, you know, lifter. You want the best protein no matter what. So you're going to be the same thing. And the best protein powder right now, I just don't have the data to back it up, but I love BioSteam. With the exception of hydrolyzed proteins, that's a different category. BioSerum, Muscle Shake, Whey Protein Isolate. Okay, that's the intact protein powders. Those are the best. Next question, do I need protein powder to gain muscle? That's kind of a good question. No, you don't. I mean, but that's, you could say, you know, do I need protein to gain muscle, really? I mean, that's kind of how I read it, because protein powder is nothing more than quality, convenient food in my mind. So that's why I read it like that. Do I need protein powder to gain muscle? Do you need protein to gain muscle? I think, like, you know, obviously when you start working out, you experience your best gains you'll ever get. Typically, you know, when you first start working out, but then once, you know, obviously you hit a peak, everybody hits a peak and they stop gaining at some point. And maybe that's when a high quality protein powder will come in hand, like a hydrolyzed protein will get you past those plateaus. So I think at that level, yeah, a protein powder would work. Next question, can I take HMB, creatine, and BCAAs together? Yeah, of course you can, but just, you'll be pissing your money away with the HMB and BCAAs, so just take the creatine. Next question, why is it necessary to take BCAAs? A whey protein already has it. Yeah, exactly, and it's not. You don't have to. Any company that sells BCAAs in free form is just fooling you. You know, they just trying to take your money. You don't need, there's no point of using BCAAs, they're obsolete. You could just use whey protein and got all the BCAAs in there. Should females bench press? I don't know. I mean, I what's the difference? There's no difference. I mean, you know, that's the one thing females are like, oh, I don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger when I start lifting. You're not going to. You know, unless you're taking steroids. I don't know one natural, or I've never seen in the history of bodybuilding, one natural female bodybuilder that's so muscular. You're like, ew, it's just not in the cards because testosterone levels. Next question, can you take creatine with tribulus, ZMA, teacrine, citrulline malate, BCAAs, and Muscle Farms mass gainer at the same time as being prescribed a drug. Okay, first of all, I'm not a doctor. You went into the doctor realm with that question. I'm sorry, I can't answer that. All I can tell you is that you're taking some bogus products. ZMA is snake oil. ZMA is a giant scam. BCAAs is pretty much on the same level. Not completely worthless, but ZMA is just a snake oil. Muscle Farm? Fucking Muscle Farm. Muscle Farm sucks. How many reps are recommended for deadlift? Okay, so I got this question. I wanted to answer it, but because normally I don't answer questions about lifting and things like that. And here's why, okay? Now, you'll see on social media, and especially with TikTok now, but it used to be pretty prevalent on the internet, is weightlifting programs. You know, do you need a weightlifting program? Blah, blah, blah. Okay? Now here's the thing that I firmly believe. Bodybuilding is the simplest thing ever. And I'm going to prove it to you on why. Why there's no need for workout programs. There's no need to ask somebody how many sets I should do on the bench. Like, give me a workout routine for chest. Give me a workout routine for triceps. You know, how do I grow my quads? All those questions, you don't need to ask them. Because it's very simple. Just do it. I don't care what you do. Whether you do lunges, squats. You know, you want to grow your legs, work them out every day. There's no rules to bodybuilding. There's no rules. There's no workout plans. There's no workout plan that's better than the next guy's. So meanwhile, if you see some TikTok influencer with a million followers and he's jacked, he's ripped, he's got huge arms, don't buy his workout plan. It's stupid. It's just, what do you think? That everybody that buys his workout plan is going to work out like, is going to look like him? No, they're not. Everybody's different. Everybody has different genetics. And here's my point, because look at gymnasts. Look at Olympic gymnasts. Do they work out like bodybuilders? Of course not. They do rings and the horse and whatever. And they're the most jacked, ripped guys I've ever seen. Did you ever see a gymnast, Olympic gymnast biceps? They're jacked. He probably doesn't even know a thing about curling. There's another guy on TikTok. He just walks around. He's an African American guy. He doesn't lift. I swear to God, this guy, he just runs around like he does like just calisthenics and, you know, push-ups, and he's in the park. The guy never picks up a weight, and he calls it like no shakes or no whatever. Like, he doesn't believe in supplements, and he's jacked. He's ripped. Okay, then there's another person. She's like this woman, I swear to God, she's like 65. And she's not juicing. You can completely tell she's not juicing. But she's in great shape. She does pull-ups with her, like a pull-ups with a V, which are very hard. She does those. So what are you going to do? You're gonna buy her program, her pull-up program? No, you're not, because she's 65, so you can't relate. Instead, you're going to buy, you know, Joe Schmo bodybuilders, you know, because he's got huge quads. You're going to buy his leg workout because she's got huge quads. Nothing matters. All that matters is frequency. Yeah, of course, you don't want to work out so you hurt yourself, obviously, you know, where you're throwing weights around and you get hurt, because then you can't work out, and then there goes your gains. It's just frequency. It's frequency and intensity. Maybe if you want huge biceps, become a gymnast, because all those guys have huge biceps and they're all ripped. Nothing matters except the frequency and the intensity that you work out. I could take anybody, make them do push-ups, whatever. Everybody's different. Everybody will have different results. So there's no reason to buy any exercise programs from any influencer. You could simply, you know, shit, I would, if anything, you could buy a book. My friend Dr. Kolker, he put out a book a while ago called, I forget what it's called, Muscle Enhancement or something like that. It's like, dude, you can get it literally for $10. So if you never lifted before, yeah, do that. Or if you never lifted before, yeah, okay, then maybe hire a personal trainer and show you the correct form, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. But, you know, forget the research studies and all that stuff. I mean, I've seen them like online where, okay, what's the best form of plank to stimulate the muscle the most? I mean, that's all good, but bottom line is it's the frequency that you do planks. I mean, if I did planks every day for 2-3 hours a day, I'd be fucking incredible at planking after a month or two, but I don't. But I wish I could. But that's the bottom line, you know? So there's no reason to, you know, buy anything. There's no reason to follow a certain, you know, guy's workout plan, whatever. Yeah, maybe they're fun and they're different. I get that part. I mean, if you want to try something different, that's cool. And then I get, like, maybe sports-specific training. Like, for example, let's just take surfing, for example. You can go online and you could, you know, look at ways to, okay, how to stand up on the board better or how to paddle better. That's fine, you know, or how to ski better, use this technique. But as far as bodybuilding goes and building muscle, no. There's no, you know, put the bench at a 30-degree angle instead of a 45-degree angle, and that'll hit the pectoral muscle. Bullshit. I call bullshit all the way. Here, you know, this is how you do a curl. You know, do it this way. You don't, you know, raise your elbows a little bit, and bullshit. Bullshit. Just go in there and train like an animal as hard as you can and as often as you can. Train 7 days a week, and that's it. And then eat quality food. Don't eat garbage. You know, eat quality food. Direct quality. And that's why you'll never see, like, diets on my site. I never post diets, or I never tell people. Take whey protein isolate twice a day, then take the casein at night. Okay, so that'll give you, you know, 60.9 grams of protein, and then the next day take you know, that's bullshit. It's complete bullshit. Okay, keep it super simple. Train hard, get quality food, eat tons of protein. That's it. That's all you got to do. All right. And I think last question here, because the podcast is going on a while now. Last question. Yeah, love your podcast. Hopefully you can help me out. I'm an endomorph, dropped 80 pounds, getting in shape. So I need to keep trying to cut weight before I start building a ton of muscle. Yeah, I mean, I think I wanted to read this question before I just went on that rant. But that's what this thing is related to. Just, do I need to keep trying to cut weight before I start to build? No, just lift, man. Just go crazy in the gym. Just go crazy. Just work out. Everything will come together. You'll start to lose body fat. So there's no, you know, again, there's no rules, okay? All right. Feel free to text me any questions, 732-901-9600. I'm in New Jersey, so be aware of the time. But if you text me and I don't answer, just text back, you know, in a few hours, because I get tons of texts and it gets pushed down, so I don't mind getting bombarded with texts. It's no big deal. All right. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next time.